The city of Maple Ridge is getting feedback on plans to convert the Maple Ridge Golf Course into new facilities for numerous other sports groups in the city. At the same time, golfers are arranging a petition to try and prevent the loss of the downtown course. The city calls three new rec projects in the works its largest ever investment in critical community infrastructure. Plans include creating a new 40-acre multi-use community park by repurposing city-owned golf course lands. A new aquatic and recreation facility at Hammond Community Park, with indoor pools, fitness facilities, and multi-purpose gathering spaces. An arena expansion at the Albion Fairgrounds, adding two new rinks. More details are available at engage.mapleridge.ca, along with an online survey. There will also be information booths at upcoming city events. Some of the facilities being pitched at the golf course are two stadium-style ball diamonds, pickleball courts, tennis courts, dog off-leash area, disc golf course, community garden, playground, splash park, basketball courts, cricket pitch, soccer fields, skateboard park, dirt jump park, toboggan hill, park pads and viewpoints overlooking the Fraser River. Council has heard loud and clear about the demand for recreation in Maple Ridge, the need for more field time, ice sports at capacity, and families unable to book swim lessons, said Mayor Dan Ruamie. With a population of over 100,000 and growing at twice the national average, the pressure on our parks, arenas, and pools will only increase. That's why Council is planning for the future of our city and creating spaces for youth, families, and seniors to stay active and healthy. We encourage everyone to have their say. Alan Hesla is organizing to save the 40-acre riverfront site for a golf course. He lives nearby and said he has played at the course regularly. "We suddenly found out the golf course is going to be taken away from us, and they're going to spend untold millions to build an aquatic center," said Hesla. "We don't know the cost," he added, predicting, "they won't get started until 2027, and the costs will be higher, and there will, of course, be cost overruns." Hesla said people shouldn't approve any city plans until they know the bill and the impact on their taxes. He is calling for a vote on the plan. His petition is at change.org, and it is titled, "Demand a Referendum on Maple Ridge Recreation Facilities." The city reproduced a 1971 article from the Gazette newspaper noting the municipality had bought the golf course for $283,000 for future parkland. The city also notes Maple Ridge residents make up only 40% of the golf course users, and asserts there are 16 golf courses within a 30-minute drive of the site.